the Public News Service Daily Newscast, October the 24th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. The midterm election will be the first since New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu signed one of the nation's strictest abortion bans. And voting rights advocates say it is one of the biggest reasons younger people plan to vote next month.
At UNH, Dartmouth, and Plymouth State, organizers say students are increasingly asking about statewide and local races as well, and they want to know where those candidates stand on issues of LGBTQ rights and student debt relief. Ava Ford with the New Hampshire Youth Movement thinks older voters often assume young people are just checked out.
So maybe they think that the 20-something eating their avocado toast isn't paying attention to their local state rep race, but they might not know that that young person would care. Like, that young person probably does care.
Ford says young voters are well-versed in national politics, but they often struggle to find good resources on local candidates or the time to learn about them between the demands of work and school. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
More than 80 young candidates are on next month's statewide New Hampshire ballot, including some running for county office, sheriff, and state representative seats. And in the past few years, the LGBTQ community has watched hard-won rights erode.
From Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay legislation to approved investigations of parents of transgender youth in Texas, states have passed laws to undermine the rights of countless Americans. Equality New Mexico Director Marshall Martinez says the outsized reaction is frightening.
We're sitting in, from what I can tell, one of the most dangerous times for LGBTQ people since the 60s and earlier. In terms of attacks and folks feeling like they have to go back into the closet and young people facing mental health crises.
In overturning constitutional protections for abortion, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas suggested the court should also look at the 2015 case that legalized gay marriage. I'm Roz Brown.
In New Mexico, the Democratic Governor, Michelle Lujan Grisham, who has consistently advocated for LGBTQ rights, faces Republican Mark Ronchetti, a former TV weatherman, on next month's ballot. Now from the New York Times, at the dawn of Donald Trump's presidency, his family businesses appeared poised for a windfall. It unveiled new hotel lines, held ribbon cuttings around the world, and attracted major tournaments to its golf clubs. 5 years later, those stars have faded, the former president's company grappling with legal and political scrutiny. The New York Times reports this week will drive home the stark reversal as the company faces a highly public reckoning, a criminal trial in Manhattan, where the DA will accuse it of tax fraud and other crimes. This is PNS. Now to the Sunshine State and the race for governor, where Democratic nominee Charlie Crist picked the top teachers union rep in Florida's largest public school district as his running mate.
Carla Hernandez-Matz is a special education teacher and first-generation American-born to Honduran immigrants. Despite being well-known in education circles, her pick as a running mate is seen as a wild card, according to Dr. Susan McManus, a political science professor at the University of South Florida.
The difficulty is that she's just not getting a lot of exposure and people don't know who she is. And she may be well-known down in South Florida, but she's not well-known in the rest of the state.
However, teachers are rallying to change that and think her background will impress the large Hispanic voting bloc in the state. McManus says that tactic worked for Governor Ron DeSantis when he picked Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez. Education issues such as parental rights, school boards, and teachers' unions have become a focus in the race between DeSantis and Crist. I'm Trimel Gomes.
Conservationists and private landowners are teaming up to protect Wyoming's iconic big game. Eric Gladys has more.
Governor Mark Gordon has signed on to a new pilot program in partnership with the USDA that aims to support Wyoming farmers and ranchers whose operations provide wildlife habitat as elk, mule deer, pronghorn, and other big game travel between winter and summer ranges. Leslie Allison with the Western Landowners Alliance says the program can help ease pressures facing some producers to sell off lands for development and keep large tracts of Wyoming's working lands intact.
This partnership understands that we need to support what's working. We need to support keeping the lands open that are already allowing wildlife to use them for these migration corridors.
Finally, our Brett Pivito lets us know two Illinois institutions of higher learning are joining forces to create more options for nursing students.
Malcolm X College and the Mennonite College of Nursing at Illinois State University have announced a new academic partnership to enable MXC students to pursue a Bachelor of Science in Nursing. The RN to BSN program provides MXC students with dual enrollment in the ISU program and allows them to get credit towards a BSN degree while taking classes through Malcolm X College. Formerly, MXC nursing students only had access to an associate's degree in nursing. MXC Nursing School Dean Tammy Scott Brand says the BSN degree offers students better opportunities within the nursing job market.
Having a bachelor's of nursing is usually unquestionable when it comes to magnet institutions, those institutions that are pursuing magnet status.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for starting your week with Public News Service. Remember, and listener supported. Heard on great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.